Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. I greet you all with the greetings of salam, peace, and security. And those of you who may not know, if you're not watching my live feed on Facebook, you wouldn't know what I'm right now doing the podcast live in Norfolk State, in Norfolk, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Where they are having a community forum similar to the community forum that we had back in November at the Croc Center. But the difference is there's nobody at the forum here on Ground Zero. So you have a bunch of people, you know, who are supposed to be status quo people with the community who are talking about what the community needs, really. But anyway, I just felt the need. We don't have a guest tonight. And we just decided to, you know what I'm saying, come live to you here tonight, right here from, you know, a significant black university, you know, that has its challenges surrounded by a community that has its challenges. And though it has its challenges, you know, still you have this beautiful monument of a school that young black youth can look, you know, ambitiously to someday attend, you know, a college that they can look at and, you know, consider attending, you know, that is a recognizable college, that is, you know, a college that, you know, black majority black students attend. And it's a place that, you know, you definitely want to, you know, consider maybe seeking your education. Tonight, I just wanted to talk about, you know, the importance of what we could be doing in our communities. You know, what can we do in our communities, you know? And I think it's important for us to discuss these issues because too many of our youth are dying, too many of our elders are being, you know, mistreated. Too many of our mothers are crying. Too many of our fathers are burying their sons and their daughters. Just last week, a 27-year-old girl was killed in Paterson, New Jersey. Man, I forget her name, but alhamdulillah, may Allah forgive me. But a life is a life, you know what I'm saying? And then the crazy thing about it is today, our women are being murdered just as well as the men. Like, they dying on the front lines just as the men are dying on the front lines. And that is outrageous. That is outrageous. As we enjoy some of the campus of Norfolk State, man, I just want y'all to think, like, this is right here in the middle of a black minority community. You know, this is where we have excellence at. This is where we have, you know, growth and elevation. You know, this is where we have, you know, our people who come, our children who come to expound upon becoming, you know, solutions to life, you know, instead of problems. You know what I mean? Come to be solutions to life. You know, Norfolk State. Yeah, I thought it would be, you know, monumental to be here tonight while we have this conversation. And if you go on, if you're on Facebook and you're viewing me, you know, you're going to, if anyone of you know someone who's on Facebook viewing me, they probably can't hear me because I have the podcast on my phone and I also have the video on my phone. So you probably won't hear the audio to the video. But if you go to 563-999-3718, that's 563-999-3718, you can hear the podcast and you can observe the video at the same time to hear the content. As I said, the Big Hats is in there in the student auditorium having, you know, their collective body of, you know, talk about what they claim the community needs and what the community, how they can help solve the solutions of the community. But I'm telling you, like, right now, I haven't seen, I'm in the streets of Virginia in Norfolk, you know, often. I haven't seen near one of them people on that panel anywhere in the streets where I may dwell or where I may travel. Peace, huh? You know, never seen it. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, how can you talk about having a solution for your community that you have no idea what your community needs? You're never there to address the issues of your community, you know, and that's the sad thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, listen, we always talking about the problems going on in our community. We always talking about the problems going on with our family. But what are we doing to solve it? What are we doing? What are we doing? You're complaining about people getting killed, people dying, drugs in your community. You know, you're complaining about all these things, but you're not doing anything about it. You know, you're not doing anything about it. So, really, it's like senseless to even hear you complain, to just listen to yourself. Like, you have to be motivated to become a part of the solution. You have to be motivated to become part of the cure. You have to be motivated to become part of the treatment that is necessary in our communities in order for our communities to redevelop and become better and stronger places for our children. Yo, I'm telling you something real, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you something real, Queen. Like, this is not just, you know, frivolous talk. You know what I'm saying? Men and women, understand that your community is your family, man. It's your family, D. So, you know what I'm saying? How dare you act as though there's nothing you can do to help bring resolution or to bring some resolve to the issues going on in the community? Huh? Oh, you want to do something when one of your close friends or somebody you know in your community is on his way to, is in the grave 6 feet deep. Then that was my fam. That was my fam right there, yo. That's what we say when we at the gravesite, right? That was my fam right there, man. Yo, she was my family, yo. But what was you doing to make things better for her? This person that was your family. Like, this is real. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100 with you. Like, yo, we have to really step up. We have to step up and try to improve the conditions of our lifestyle and try to improve the conditions of our community. Because that's all we got. Where we live, man, should be a place of peace and security. Where we live should be a place to where our children can feel peace and security. Huh? It shouldn't be a place where we fear every time we step out the door. It shouldn't be a place that where we find ourselves paranoid. Hmm? It shouldn't be a place to where we're constantly, every time we move into our own community, we find ourselves stricken with sadness and pain and emotional fits because of the disasters and the destruction and the hurt that we see going on in our community. Because that's what it is. It's a disaster when you see a young child, 5, 6, 7 years old, killed by a stray bullet. When you see a young woman, 27 years old, shot down dead in the corner, like she was just nobody. When you see a young man just murdered senselessly, shot 17 times, overkill. There has to be something within our hearts as human beings that say that, hey, 400 years was enough, man. 400 years, man. 400 years. We went through nothing but pure hell. And I'm not saying this word derivatory of hell because what we went through can't even compare. But when you just think of the things that we experience, rape and torture of our mothers and children, slaughtering of our men, killed in vicious, malicious ways that you wouldn't even think of killing a dog. Huh? When will our hearts get tired of crying? When will our hearts get tired of faking, acting like we don't, it ain't affecting me, man? That ain't got nothing to do with me. When will our hearts get tired of perpetrating, putting up a facade as if, you know what I'm saying, we good with it, huh? We good with it. We soldier, huh? Soldiers cry, man. Soldiers hurt. So when are we going to realize that the change is necessary? When are we going to realize that we have to bring about some change in our community, that it's upon us? It's upon us. We don't need a police. We don't need a government. All we need is people to love people. All we need is people to care about people. All we need is people to strive to give people a solution. All we need is people to have concern for people. That's all we need, man. That's all we need. You know, it's beautiful to me because I had an opportunity to spend some time in the past couple of days. The whole month of November, I spent some time with my wife, my children. I spent some time with my sisters. And I spent a lot of time with my mother. But the one thing that I was really, really enjoying was I was spending time with my community, man. I get out in my community and I spend time with my community. Not sitting on a corner, wasting time talking about rhetoric, drinking, carrying on. Nah, I'm talking about I spent some time with my community, man. Trying to aid my community, talking to my community, building with my community about elevation of heart and mind and soul. Huh? How can I help you? How can you help me? I spent some time in my community the whole month, man, of November. And, you know, it was beautiful to me. It was beautiful to me. And I reflected upon it, and I kept saying to myself, man, you know what? What can I do? What can I be doing in my community? So I get out every weekend, and I'm trying, man. I'm striving. I'm striving as best I can. I'm striving as best I can to do what I can for my community, to do what I can for my community. If anybody is watching this video and you're listening to the podcast, I want you to go on to the video and I want you to text the people who are listening and watching the video too, that if they want to hear the context of the video, then they need to go to the podcast at 563, because it's telling you it's no sound. So tell them they can go to 563-999-3718 and they can hear the content, okay? Can you do that for me? Can somebody do that for me? Tina, can you do that for me, baby? Huh? Can you just post up there so the people who are watching, they will know that if they go to the podcast at 563-999-3718, they can hear what I'm saying as I show the video. Okay, can you do that for me, Ma? Appreciate it. Alhamdulillah. Asya, can you do that for me? Can y'all do that for me? Alhamdulillah. Oh, no. Thank you, baby. Yeah, text it up there like you just sent me that message. Text it up there so the people who are watching the video can see that they should go, if they want to hear the contents of the video, they can go to 563-999-3718. You know, I don't know if many of you know, maybe many of you do know, but I spent 25 years of my life in prison. I spent 25. Now, though I spent 25 years of my life in prison, the last 25 years, I've been in and out of prison in county jails and since 1983, you know what I'm saying? Since 1983, juvenile sentence, everything. And here I am now, and I'm telling you, like, none of it was worth this, you know, what I sacrificed. you know, when I think back on it, right? You know, but I'm grateful for the experience because it made me a better man. It helped me to become a man who rectified his affairs and realized the harm that he was bringing to himself and strived his best to change and live a better life. So the number again is 563-999-3718. That's the podcast number. 563-999-3718. Got it, babe? That's 563-999-3718. So, but what I'm saying is that, you know, we live in a world that sometimes we think these illusions that we see where people are living this so-called high life, living this life of crime and hardship, and we think that is cool. We think that, you know, okay, yeah, you know, I could do that, right? You know, I could do that. I could bang out like that until we find ourselves in a circumstance that where our life is lost. We'll find ourselves in a situation where we lose the totality of our life and everything that we were and what we were achieving and striving to achieve. Yes, man. So that is something that we really have to keep in mind, like these illusions that we go through, these illusions of illusions of gender that we experience, and we think that we are doing something exclusive, and something real, and something live. You know, we just fooling ourselves. Because the reality is, man, once you hit them prison cells, man, and you get to living that life in there, man, ain't nothing sweet, bro. Nothing sweet. You know, nothing sweet. You know, and you find out really hard just how unimportant you are to people. You know, you find out real hard how unimportant you are to people who you thought you were so important to. You know what I mean? People who you probably grew up with your whole life, telling you they love you, they're going to be there for you. Well, guess what? When you get in that prison and you fall behind them cell doors, and trust me, they are not there. They are not there. They are not there. Tina, did you put the number? I don't see the number up there. Did you put the number up there? Please put the number up. Send me the number so that the people can see it. It's 563-999-3718. And just let them know that, and if they want to hear the content of this video, that they have to, you know, go to the podcast. But I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to be with you all tonight and speak with you all tonight. You know what I'm saying? We won't have our normal 2-hour podcast, but I really wanted to just express to you, like, I know that you see a lot of things going on with these kids, and it ain't always a good look. You know, and I know that, you know, it's like you say to yourself, like, damn, they really don't care, but listen to me. What I'm saying to you is, like, just think, if you just can maybe move one child, just think if you maybe can touch one child's heart, just think maybe if you can get one child to pay attention, to consider, to think about what he's about to do, just think what difference you would have made, what difference you can make. You know what I mean? Like, this is the real talk. Like, this is what we could be doing in our community. Finding people. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. So, you know, what I'm saying to you is get out. Find something or some organization that, you know, you feel addresses the issues that you deem to be important issues in your community, or create an organization, create a movement, get some people together that you know what I'm saying, that you know, and y'all get together and maybe go find a part of the neighborhood that needs to be cleaned up. You know, get a few people together, you know, some people that you know that may, you know, some kids you may know that you can tutor, or some kids that might need some, you know, some mentors, you know what I mean? Take time and see what you can do, you know what I'm saying, for your community, instead of complaining about it all, instead of talking about what's all the murdering, all the killing going on in my community. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? You ain't got to get in harm's way to help somebody. You can help them indirectly. You can help them indirectly by maybe going out and creating some pamphlets and putting the pamphlets out and just talking about, you know what I'm saying, a person maybe what they can do for education. You know what I'm saying? Or anything, something positive. Just some leaflets, you know, expressing that, you know, black people are someone special. You know what I'm saying? Are special people. Look at all you've been through. 400 years and you still survive. Like, you could just put out pamphlets doing that. Indirectly, you can affect people. Indirectly, man, if you just put in some work. So, look, I just wanted to convey this message. My podcast is going to be real short tonight. I love my family, and I want my family to know that I love them. And I'm sorry for my disappointment. I deeply hope that you forgive me for my letdowns, my shortcomings. Hope that you can forgive me for not being the man that I should have been. And I hope that you can just respect me for the man I am today and the man I became through that experience. Because I love you all so much. And I'm sorry for not sacrificing my desires for your well-being. And I'm just asking that you forgive me. And I thank you for giving me a second chance. And just standing there beside me to love me. And encouraging me to continue to be the man that you knew I could be. This is to my family. This is to the people who love me. And I thank you, baby, because, you know, there's a lot of things that I know I could have, you know, done differently. But you know what? I'm grateful that I went through what I went through. I'm just not grateful for the hurt that I caused those who I love. I'm not grateful for that. And I apologize to you for this one person like me that I can't ever apologize because she ain't here no more. And anybody that knew me knew that I loved my grandmother very much, my Nana. And my Nana was the kind of woman that she would nurture me, even when she knew I was sick and I was hurting. She would nurture me, man. And she would just make me feel like a princess, you know, excuse me, a prince. You know, she made me feel like a prince, like I was about to be the king of the world, you know? And, like, I needed to prepare myself, you know, to be that king, you know? That's how she used to treat me, man. And I don't know if you can understand that, but in my 25 years of being in prison, out of all the people I've apologized to, that's the one person I can never apologize to again. And so today, I live my life in reference to that. You know, to the love and that nurturing that my grandmother, you know, my nana, that prince that she was raising me to be, to become that king, you know? And I just know and understand, man, that we can change our community. We can do it. Because people who love me change me. They impacted me. If we can do it together, we can get out here and we can help change our community. We can help change our lives, change the lives of our loved ones. It's just taking, man, a moment, man. Just taking a moment to say something, do something, be about something good, you know? And I appreciate, you know, my man, Jay Sean, you know, we talked about this today. And he was like, you know, he's had shows where he's, you know, been alone. And, you know, we were just talking about this. And, you know, I didn't have a guest today for a reason, you know, because I wanted to focus on what's going down, you know. Like, these people are literally holding a conference talking about the community, right? The chief of police, the mayor. This is the first time in my life I'm ever even seeing the man. I had to ask, who is the man? You know? But I'm just saying, these are people talking about our community, but they're not in the community to help change the community. I don't care if you're from Norfolk. I don't care if you're from Paterson, New Jersey. You know what's going down in these communities, man. Because the same violence that's taking place in Paterson, it's the same violence that's taking place in Norfolk, Virginia. In Newport News, Virginia. The same violence that's taking place in North New Jersey is the same violence that's taking place in Hampton, Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia. The same violence that's going down in Chicago is the same violence that's going down in Paterson, New Jersey. Like, we gotta stop acting like, yo, it's not me. You know, that's what's going on over there. Because it's going to bleed into your community. It's going to bleed into your family. It's going to bleed into every person and every place that you love to be. It's going to bleed into it, man. And then the only thing that you can do is you have to take the time to stop it. And you have to start first with yourself, changing your heart. Because first and foremost, if you're not doing something to bring about this change, and that means there's some deficiency in your heart, man, that you can literally stand by and watch all this stuff, and all you can do is talk about it from the TV or sitting on your couch. That means your heart is desensitized to the issue. So that means that you have a deficiency in your heart. So you got to address the issue, man. We have to address the issues. We don't have to be out marching. We don't have to do none of that. We can put our resources together. We want a facility for our kids to go to. Let's put our money together to build a facility for our kids to go to. Why we got to wait on the government? Huh? Think about it, man. Government only moves by the people, man. So I'm just saying, you know, let's move. Let's move, man. All right? Yo, I'm about to be out of here. been talking to y'all for 35 minutes. 35 minutes. And I'm just saying, what are we going to do about our community, man? What are we going to do about our community? Huh? That's right. I'm here in Norfolk State, in Norfolk, Virginia. And I'm asking you, what are we going to do about our community? What are we going to do about our community? I'm telling you what I'm doing. If you're anywhere in Norfolk, Virginia, Saturday, December the 4th, and you can give me a call or you can reach out to me on Facebook or whatever, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon from 12 until, we're going to be out there giving away some soup. We're going to try to get some buttered rolls, something for the people, you know. So if you're not doing nothing, or if you want to donate something to help us in this, you know, giveaway or just helping and provide some aid to somebody, then please reach out to me, okay? Last week, by the grace of God, we gave away some backpacks, and there was a blessing from Sister Sahir and her organization at ODU. We thank them so much. We filled them backpacks with all kinds of cosmetics, toiletries, warm clothing. So listen, if this is something you want to do, if this is something, you know, you want to help out, well, listen, you know, reach out to me. I need your help. Right now we have a donation on Facebook, post on Facebook. You know, we're asking for donations because we want to raise $1,000. We want to raise $1,000 this month, okay? This month of December comes, we want to raise $1,000, and we want to try to do some good with that $1,000. So listen, please, aid us, join in. You know what I'm saying? Let's all get together. Let's try to do some things for this community. I'm going to get out of here, Jay Sean. We're going to shut it down, and we're going to say peace tonight. Next week, we will be coming with a guest. I haven't yet. I'm hoping to have a young man by the name of Khalil Karim. I'm hoping to have a young man by the name of Khalil Karim join us. So, you know, inshallah, we'll get that blessing to have his company. I get the mercy of Allah to host and, you know, get a chance to speak to this wonderful young man that I want you all to meet. Okay? So we're going to close, and I want everybody to please be strong. And I thank you all for calling in tonight. Before I go, do we have anybody that would like to add on to what we were discussing tonight? Anybody? Jay Shaw, we got anybody?
We got people on the line. You want to play a song and come back and give them a minute, or you want to?
Yeah. Let's give it like 3 minutes. Then we'll come back, and if anybody would like to, you know, say anything, it's, you know, anything that you'd like to add on to my discussion, you know, please feel free. We're gonna come right back in 3 minutes, okay? 3 minutes, okay? All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. 1 second.
Are you doing that? I'm going to walk inside and let the people see what these people are talking about and let them see.
Okay.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Really do.
I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. So get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Back live.
Alhamdulillah. 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 Rabbil Alameen. And what I said just now in translation is, all praise and thanks belongs to Allah, who is the Lord of all of mankind and all of jinn and all that exists. So, you know, alhamdulillah, you're welcome. Alhamdulillah, you know, with that, we're going to see. Did anybody want to speak, Jay Shaw? Anybody come in? Anybody
question one
for me tonight? Okay. And then, that's cool. That's cool. I guess I said it all then. So,
yeah.
We've had a wonderful, you know what I mean? We've had a wonderful 45 minutes tonight, you know, talking about a very serious issue. And, a lot of times when life approaches you and then you don't really see the big picture, like, you know, you don't see the effects of what another person may be going through from, like, what you may be going through at that present moment. Like, let's say you see a person in a car accident. You may feel some kind of way, but do you know the effects that it might have upon that person over there who's watching the same car accident? Right? Let's say you're in the neighborhood. So-and-so gets shot. You know the effect that it has upon you, but you don't know the effect that it had upon all the other people who observed or who witnessed this individual get shot. And one of the things that I started, that's what made me, when I was in prison, I would think about, like, you know, like then, you know, how are my people feeling, or what's going on with my man over here, you know, because they used to lock us down a lot. And, you know what I'm saying, something would go wrong, somebody would get stabbed up or somebody might get, you know, killed or somebody might get beat up or somebody's property might be stolen or something, right? And I would always say to myself, like, man, you know, does anybody else care that we in prison and dudes are still acting crazy? You know what I mean? Like, I used to ask myself that question. Like, we in prison already. Like, we in the belly of the beast. And cats are still acting like what? Nah, man. So, you know, my heart, you know, became soft. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for that. So listen, everyone, have a safe night. We're going to get out of here tonight. And I'm going to make my way home because I got out of work today. It worked hard today. And I came out here to this event. And I don't even know why I came because I'm disappointed. Because it's the same old thing, you know, the people in high esteem talking about the big dreams. To the people in the low scheme, right? But yet the whole time, they ain't feeding us nothing. You know what I'm saying? They ain't feeding us nothing to grow and become and be the people that we need to be, right? So, alhamdulillah. Have a safe night, man. You know, so I say, alhamdulillah, praise to God that, yo, we just got to work towards dreams about changing our community, and it starts with us, you know. And I don't need no big hat to tell me what's going on in my community. I don't need nobody that's, you know, sitting on their horse making $100,000 a year coming in to tell me about my community. Are you kidding me? You ain't nowhere near my community. You ain't nowhere near my community. You refuse to even ride down my community streets. Come on, man. Let's keep it 100, y'all. Real talk, right? So with that, man, I'm going to close. And I love you, and I hope that something I said tonight benefits you. And, or something that I said touches your heart. And if I did, then all praise is for Allah. And all praise goes to Allah for whatever has touched your heart towards any good that you may perceive from what was talked about tonight. And just know that I'm grateful for you all as an audience. And I thank you so much for your support. You know, and I just want you to keep going. Keep standing with me. Keep fighting with me, okay? And we're going to keep pushing this together, all right? So with that, I'm going, and I'm going to go get me something to eat. I'm going to bounce out of here. I'm going to keep the video going while I go say my peace to my people, what came with, and I'm going to bounce, all right? So everybody stay up out here, and I'm going to see you next Tuesday, and let's hope that we can book my man Khalil Karim and see what's going on with him, all right? I love you. Point of impact, yo. This is where we at, point of impact. Y'all feel it? Y'all know what I'm talking about, all right?